How many friends have you made today? Chapter 3, Part 2.
About Rarity, Princess?
The guard asks, and Celestia snaps to the task at hoof.
My apologies.
She gets up and looks over to Anon.
I'm going over to greet her. Do you mind watching over Blue Blood until I return?
Anon leans back against the tree.
Sure, I can watch him.
Are you gonna be back soon?
She gives a nod.
I shouldn't be long.
Anon scoffs.
Well, you clearly haven't met Rarity then.
Celestia ignores his comment and motions for the guard to lead. Anon watches her leave and notices Blue Blood walking over to him.
Where's Auntie going?
She needs to greet someone.
Blue Blood gets excited at the idea of meeting some pony that he knew.
Do I know them?
He asks. And Anon shrugs.
Not too sure. Do you know Rarity, by any chance?
Blue Blood's face skews in confusion as he tries to recall a pony by that name. He looks to Anon and shakes his head.
Nothing? She's like a white mare with purple curls, one of the elements of harmony.
That sounds a little familiar to Blue Blood. He remembers his auntie showing him those pretty glass windows in her throne room. If he remembers correctly, a few of them were about the elements. He still wasn't too sure what they were, but Auntie seems to think that they're very important. His mind flashed to a year ago, a white mare with curls and a pretty dress.
Does she wear pretty things?
He asks, and Anon nods.
Yeah, she does.
The memory's slowly coming back to him.
Oh, she's the mare from the gala.
I don't like her.
He says, taking a seat next to Anon. He could trust him, seeing as his auntie likes him so much.
She just kept following me around.
Anon rolls his eyes at that. He knows that Rarity was probably just trying to get Blue Blood to woo her.
She is rather annoying.
Anon admits.
She even went so far as to get cake in my coat.
Blue Blood says aghast.
It took Auntie all morning to get me ready for that party, and I didn't want to get dirty. And not to mention, I practiced how to be fancy as well as my cantaloupe voice all year.
Anon shakes his head some. He's definitely on the money with his original thought. Rarity probably tried to catch his interest. Being as shallow as she is, she probably heard that he was a prince, though Blue Blood's status is considered more as an honorary title than anything else. Rarity must have not known about that.
Don't mind her. She can be very difficult to deal with.
He sympathizes with Blue Blood. Blue Blood just looks to the sky, unsure of what to say.
But what if Auntie wants me to meet her again?
He asks.
I don't think I could stand being around that stupid...
Blue Blood grunts in frustration, taking a few deep breaths. Anon just pats him on the shoulder, gently.
Just ignore her.
Ignore who?
Anon looks over to see that Celestia has returned.
No one you know.
Anon answers.
So, what's Rarity doing here anyways?
Some kind of fashion show. She seems interested in knowing that you're here.
Oh, I bet that she is.
Anon says with irritation.
That woman really grinds my gears.
Celestia looks to Anon, confused.
I am unaware of what that saying means.
She's annoying.
He simplifies. Celestia frowns at that.
Well, while she can be a bit much at times, I guarantee that she doesn't have the elements of generosity for nothing.
Anon waves it off.
Yeah, magic of friendship, rainbow deathbeam, heard it all before.
Celestia can't help but scoff at his description of the most powerful form of protection known to pony kind. Then again, he wasn't really off with his thoughts.
Worry not. She made reservations at a hotel. She just wanted to come by and say hello.
Anon leans back against the tree.
Oh, cool. So I don't need to worry?
She did want to say hello to you.
Celestia admits as she looks over to Blue Blood.
I told her that you were busy at the moment.
Anon nods.
Good call. Bluey here can't stand her.
Blue Blood freezes up some at being put on the spot. Celestia looks over to him as he looks away.
I understand why.
Celestia says.
I heard what happened at the gala.
Anon snorts.
Yeah, Blue gave me the rundown. That mare should be considered the elements of shallowness.
Celestia wants to defend one of the elements, but she can't. As much as she hates to admit it, Anon is 100% right on that. Celestia's been around for a long time, seen many things, including naive mares. Rarity never seemed to have grown out of that Prince Charming idealism, and Anon can see the internal struggle Celestia's going through.
Hey.
Celestia looks back to him.
You think we can get an early lunch?
Celestia looks up to the sun, and back to Anon.
Very well.
The three of them then set off towards the dining hall for a nice lunch. The day is only starting, and maybe more will come. But that's a tale for another chapter, though. Another chapter that's coming in very shortly. Chapter 4. Do you even care what I title this?
I'm so tired.
Luna says as she sways in her seat some. Both Anon and Celestia didn't show up for breakfast this morning. Luna was looking forward to seeing her human friend just before she took a nap. That's why she's currently sitting in the dining hall right now. If he didn't eat breakfast, then he would definitely be here by lunch. Luna will admit that Anon is a great friend to her, though he can over-exaggerate a great many things. Luna then giggles some to herself. She remembers when Anon showed her his list of enemies once in a dream. Luna knew deep down that Anon would do nothing of it, and if anything, that list is more of a reminder as to why he doesn't interact with ponies. It's a way of justifying his want of being alone. She can't really blame him either. Anon always seems to end up on the wrong side of things. He tries to be nice and compliment a mare, and it turns out that what he did was something that he never intended. He tries to meet a local teacher, and things just get out of hoof. When Luna thinks of Anon, she kind of sees herself. Someone who's very awkward around ponies, never knowing how to react to a situation. Anon even more so, seeing as he's not from this world, and his attitude is one not seen by many ponies these days. Griffins, sure, but rarely ponies. This is why Luna desperately wants to see Anon face to face, to let him know that she's real and also his friend. She can now understand why her sister cares so much for Anon. To have a subject like him is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. He's so jaded to others, always trying to push them away. Yet if they survive the storm, Anon becomes far more open and loyal. She even dares to say that his loyalty far exceeds the elements itself. Anon's unfiltered attitude is something that she's familiar with. It reminds her of a time before her banishment.
Luna?
Luna breaks from her thoughts and she looks over to see Anon looking at her with a raised brow. She lets out a silent thanks to the stars. She wasn't sure how long she would have been able to keep herself awake.
Anon, it's good to see you. Sister, are you feeling well?
Celestia asks, with concern. Luna looks over to her sister with a tired smile.
I'm fine, sister. Philly got lost last night and I stayed up to find her.
She looks to Anon.
I wish to see Anon face to face before I nap.
Anon rolls his eyes.
You know, you didn't really need to stay up on my account, Luna. You know I don't sleep well at night anyways. I could have seen you at night court or something.
She shakes her head.
I felt it only right to make an effort.
Luna shakily gets up from her seat.
I think...
Luna stumbles a bit, but Anon comes to her side and gets a steady grip on her. She looks up and notices that he's frowning at her. Not because he needs to help her, but because she put herself in this situation on his account.
Alright, come on, you big baby.
Anon grunts a bit, surprising both Celestia and Luna as he lifts Luna up, cradling her to his chest.
Let's get you to bed. I don't need you falling asleep halfway to your bedroom.
Luna can't help the redness growing on her muzzle. This is the side that she was thinking of earlier, under all that negativity and pushing away. There's a person that does truly care for his friends. Not to mention that Luna has not been carried in such a way since she was a filly. She feels a little giddy at the thought of being taken care of like this.
Perhaps I should call you Sir Anonymous from now on. The act of carrying a princess to her chambers is rather chivalrous.
Luna giggles a bit at the thought of that. Anon rolls his eyes again.
Now don't expect me to do this every night.
He looks over to Celestia in Blue Blood.
I won't take long.
Celestia gives him a slow nod as he walks out of the dining hall. Was Anon always that strong, or is this a new development? Luna is by no means a light pony, yet Anon didn't even look strained as he held her. Celestia shakes that thought away.
Waiter?
To her call, a single waiter pony comes to greet her. What do you order, princess? He asks.
Salad for myself, waffles for Blue Blood, and bacon with eggs for Anon.
She says without a stutter. The waiter gives a hesitant nod. He had to serve carnivores before, but that didn't mean that he liked it much.
Very well.
With that, he takes his leave. Celestia takes her seat at the table as well, and waits for Anon's return.
Will you stop that?
Anon shouts in irritation. Luna is currently giggling like a little girl as she wiggles her hooves around.
But this is so much fun!
She says with another titter.
If you keep moving, then I'm gonna drop you.
He warns. Luna then let out a huff of annoyance.
Very well.
She then snuggles her head into Anon's chest.
The spell will do until we are returned to our bed.
Language, Luna, language.
Anon points out.
Forgive me, I sometimes slip into the old ways.
He lets out a sigh.
Don't worry. I personally think it's kinda...
He cringes some.
Cute.
Luna's eyes light up at that.
Do you truly think that?
She asks him. And Anon groans a bit inside. He knew that he shouldn't have said anything.
Now she's gonna say something, and then he's putting her on the list.
Well, that's very kind of you, Anon.
Luna says with a sigh, and she snuggles into his chest more.
Many ponies have told me that my way of talking is weird.
Huh. It wasn't what Anon was expecting to hear. But the princesses have been the most normal-seeming ponies to him. Don't worry about others, Luna. His face then shifts to his normal mask of jadeness. People just seem to be problems in the long run anyways. Luna looks up to him.
Will we ever become a problem to you one day?
Anon looks down and can see the glimmer of tears building up at the edges of Luna's eyes. He will admit that he really does like Luna, almost as much as he likes Celestia. They both seem to be calm individuals, though they can get easily emotional at times, but he mostly thinks that's just because they're ponies. But can he say that she won't be a problem later? He can't see into the future, and he hasn't been here long enough to find a pattern. Luna reminds him a lot of himself, the insecure side that he buries. I hope not, he answers. Anon looks up and finds that he's at Luna's room. Two weird-looking ponies are standing guard. He doesn't need to say anything as they open the doors for him. He walks through and towards Luna's bed. He sets her down on top of the blankets, seeing as it's a rather warm day today, and gets ready to leave.
May we ask one favor of you?
Luna asks. Sure, Anon answers.
Would you join us in bed until we fall asleep?
Anon cringed inside at that. He's not really one to be touched. The fact that Celestia does it so much is just proof of how much he thinks of her as a friend, but to cuddle with her? Now that seems like a line too far. As he looks down to Luna, she's looking up to him with such longing that he can almost feel the pain that she's in. With a short sigh, he accepts his fate. Alright. Luna brightens up at that, as she scoots away some to give Anon a bit of room. He lays down on his back next to her, as she snuggles up to him, resting her head onto his chest. She can hear how fast his heart is pounding.
Do you wish to be the big spoon?
Luna asks, and Anon groans. Please try to sleep, Luna.
Very well.
She smiles, as she snuggles a bit closer to him. Anon reluctantly wraps his left arm around Luna and helps pull her closer. That seems to satisfy her as she tries to sleep. And as he looks to the ceiling of Luna's room, he tries to figure out how he got into this situation. Perhaps he's getting too soft. As he looks down and sees the peaceful look that Luna's giving, he feels that thought die out. This is his friend. And making them happy feels rather natural. I agree immensely with that aspect of things, where sometimes we gotta sacrifice a little bit of comfort to help another person, and then afterwards we feel like we didn't even lose anything at all, because we helped that other person out. Or at least I hope, anyways. Now let's get on to our extremely selfless donators. Top donators Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Pony Man. Courier Crew CI, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Delta Omega, Runescythe9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Twilight Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Enderai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Cage, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Pecker, Leon Reynolds, Zach Rakan, Mr. ECU, Leslie Prickett, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, and Just a Random Boy. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.